and they're like less than 55. And
thank you for calling Customer Support. This is Demetri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Emily over at Capital One on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
All right. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. Now, I have a mutual customer of ours on the line with us, and she had gotten an offer on her phone. I believe she said she received it in a text message,
yes.
An offer for a tracker, for fitness tracker. And she's being charged extra things, and now earbuds are coming or something. I want to make sure that this account is closed out. There's not any more charges coming to it, and we wanted to see if we can go ahead and have the $69.97 refunded. And she is on the line here with us. She can give you her information so you can pull up her account.
Let me see here.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. My name is Jean Stern, S-T-E-R-N. My address is 2 Ashley Road, Sewell, New Jersey, 08080. Is there anything else you need?
Give me 1 second here.
I know, so often we're faster than the computers are when they're bringing stuff up. It's like, come
right.
on.
All right.
So I know. I feel like I spend half of the time staring at my computer, willing it to move faster.
All right. I do see
That's
here
true.
Where she had our Vibe Watch, Vibe Pods. All right. And what was her problem again?
The problem is that I was never aware, and there was never any fine print on the pages that I had on my phone to even know that I was going to be charged after 14 days, $69.97, or I would never have taken this supposed gift.
Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from. But we do put that information there. It is a box that you do have to check.
It was not there. It was not there.
Okay, but it is
a 14-day trial. There was not a thing saying that I would be charged $69.97. And not only that, but when I went to go pay the $5.97, the shipping charge, which was what I thought I was only going to be charged, according to the pages that came up on my phone, it came back and said, added another $5.97 for the earbuds, which I never even said that I wanted, and it automatically charged me for it, and I couldn't get out of it to uncharge it by the end. So the $69.97 never said anything about a 14-day trial. It said, you have been selected to receive this gift. You only need to pay the $5.97. It never said that this was a 14-day trial. It never said that at the end of 14 days that I had to call before then or else I would be charged the full amount of $69.97. And you're saying you're not accepting any of these things back. And I have the ear pods still in the plastic in the cardboard box. And I still have the box for the watch.
Okay. Like I said, I understand where you're coming from. I'm still here, ma'am. Sorry. I understand where you're coming from. Now, and I understand if you might have checked the box, you didn't read it. But on our site, we do have to put a box there agreeing that you're 18 years or older and agreeing to after the 14-day trial, you do agree to be charged. Because we won't let you order the product without you checking that box. That lets us know that you're at least 18 years older. I can assure you, ma'am,
that
information is there. But no problem, ma'am. I can assure you that information is there.
You could,
but
You could send me that after the fact anytime you want, that it says that. I think this is a scam and that this is you're purposely ripping off people. You're hiding information that would make me not want to order this. If I knew that I'd have to wait 14 days, why would I do this on March 15th when I'm in the process of closing on my house and putting my house up for sale, unless it specifically said that this was a gift to me and that all I had to pay was shipping? It didn't say that I had 14 days. And 14 days what? You're not accepting the product back.
It's a 14-day trial. And I, like I said, ma'am, I understand if you just click the box.
You said
you didn't read it. Okay.
You said you're not accepting the product back, right?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that.
The woman before you said they're not accepting it back because of COVID. If you want it back, I will mail it back to you.
Yes, ma'am. You have to mail it back to get the refund.
Fine. Then I will mail it back. Give me the address to where it mail it back to.
Do you still have the packaging?
We still have the packaging. You didn't throw it out, did you? The watch. No. You have the watch box still. He has the watch box still.
Okay. It's the same address that's on the box. I mean, if you don't want to send it back, I can promise you a 35% refund now.
There's no address on the box.
There's no address on the box?
It's a decorative box. There's no address on the box.
Okay.
Black and gold, he's saying it is. Because I gave it as a gift to my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, oh,
no problem.
Very inexpensive. Here, he could use it.
No,
and the earbuds?
Yeah,
am I going to be charged $69.97 for that as well?
Yes, ma'am, until those are sent back.
I will send this back
website.
As well.
No problem.
It doesn't state anything on the website. And I'm telling you, it just automatically charged me $11.94 without even asking me about the earbuds, if I wanted them or not.
It does ask you if you want to add on the earbuds.
No, it does not. It automatically charged me for it. I didn't click that I wanted it.
I mean, we can't charge you for it unless click it.
There's no address on this box.
Okay, I'll provide you with the address. I mean, if you want to, if you want to keep
this
the watch or the earpods, I can provide you a 35% refund too of the charges.
I don't want either of them. Not if I'm going to be charged any amount of money. Other than the shipping charge.
Even with the
refund,
ma'am?
You sent me a random text. I never saying that this was a free gift, so to speak, for $5.97, and then I get charged $70.
Yeah, it's a free trial, ma'am. 14-day trial. You pay.
No, it did not say that.
No problem, ma'am.
And I am 1,000% sure it did not say that.
You and me both, ma'am.
Why would I make such a stink about this, about $70, and why would I make such a stink about this if I actually did know that I was ordering something with a 14-day trial?
You would be surprised, ma'am.
No,
I've got to tell you, saying free and trial together doesn't make any sense because all trials are free.
Right, it's a free trial because you're paying shipping.
So using the word free in there is misleading.
No, ma'am, because it's a free 14-day trial because you're paying shipping and handling to get the product out there to you. So you're not paying for the product. During the trial, the product is free. So you're paying the $5.97
and $6.99. Anything that you try out is free as it's in the middle of the trial. If I wanted to go drive a car, I wouldn't have to pay for it while I test drive. That's the free trial.
Why is a free trial?
Right, but you see, saying free before the word trial doesn't make any sense because all trials are free.
Oh, not necessarily. It's a free trial. We're just pointing out the obvious that it's a free trial. You're not paying for the product during the trial. That's why it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
It's poorly phrased.
$70 later. So I don't know if this came with the top of a box or something, but all I have is the the thing that has the picture of it on it, the box part that has the picture of it on it. I can't take a picture and show it to him because I didn't call him. She called him from Capital One.
All right, are you ready for the address, ma'am?
Yes, please send it. Go ahead.
All right, it's going to be 105.
105.
Sarah Way. S-E-R-R-A.
Say it again, 105.
105, Sarah Way. S-E-R-R-A.
S-E-R-R-A.
W-A-Y.
Okay.
Number 179. Malipas, California. And that's spelled M as in Mary, I as in Igloo, L as in Lemur, P as in Paul, I as in Igloo, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, California. Zip code is 95035.
95035.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Focus Max Beecher is who I write it to?
I didn't quite hear that. Say that one more time for me.
Focus Max Nature is the name of the company?
But you put Vibe Watch.
I'm sorry?
Just put Vibe Watch.
Vibe Watch.
B-I-B-E-W. Correct, ma'am. Correct.
Vibe Watch. W-A-T-C-H. Okay. Mm-hmm. Vibe Watch. Don't put Focus Max Nature on it.
I mean, you can if you want
just
to, but it's best to put Vibe Watch on it, so that's the product in the company.
It's going to have the Vibe Watch as well as the earplugs, the earphones.
Right. I understand that.
So, do I say Vibe Watch and earbuds or earphones or what?
Just put Vibe Watch, ma'am.
Okay, Vibe Watch 105 Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Way, Milpitas, M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S, California, 95035. Oh, it's
yes,
179
ma'am.
Before Milpitas.
Let me
okay,
see.
And your name is?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius. Do you have a last name, Demetrius?
I can provide you my first name and my extension, which is 0242. I'm the supervisor.
0242. 0242. I'm sorry, that was just stuck. Okay. Okie doke. Okay, great. Thank you. I will mail this back, and once you receive these, you will refund the $69.97, and you will not charge me. I've already been charged the $69.97
right.
for the watch.
Right.
So you're going to charge me another $69.97. So don't charge me that, please.
Once we receive the items, man, we issue the refunds and cancel the account.
And how long does that take? Like, what's the turnaround time?
For what? It depends on, once you receive it,
it
takes 3 to 5
arrives?
Business days.
Okay.
So 5 business days from when you receive these items.
Correct. 3 to 5.
So
okay.
3 to 5 business days, you will have it as in there as received, or it will already be processing the refund?
I will mail them out tomorrow. I will mail them out tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm not spending a hell of a lot on the mailing. I'm not sure if I should put it return receipt or something to make sure you got it. Are you going to be refunding my mailing charges as well?
No, ma'am, just the charge for the 69.
Okay, but not the shipping charges to me.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So the $69.97, and if you go ahead and charge me the second $69.97, then you will reimburse me for that as well.
Correct.
Okay.
Once we get that product, We're going to issue that refund for you. No problem.
Okay, they will be in tomorrow's mail.
No problem.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Do we need anything else I can help you with today?
No.
Okie dokie. Well, if that's all I can do for you today, I do thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.